Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
Oh, absolutely. And you particularly get to win this time because, well, Charles Rotblat is back. We didn't have a buy of the week or a sell of the week. In fact, we didn't even have a guest of the week. Charles, the only one who joins us twice each week. If you want to know what he's doing when he's not here, well, last week he was off giving a speech and having a little fun. But you can follow him on Twitter. He's at Charles Rotblat. If you want to learn more about the things that he talks about when he's here today with the buy of the week or tomorrow with the sell of the week, find out about AAII Journal by going to AAII.com. Charles, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Our buy of the week is
Cash America International.
Cash America International. That is the pawn shop operator, if I'm not mistaken. It's ticker symbol CSH.
It is a pawn shop operator. It's actually the world's largest pawn shop operator. It's also the largest provider of pawn shop loans. And probably before we start getting into the fundamental backdrop, this is a company that somebody needs to be comfortable with owning. The company engages in short-term loans, check advances, payday advances, collateralized loans where, say, you drop off your watch, they give you some money back, and you agree to repay it within 30 to 90 days. From a business standpoint, it's extremely profitable. The margins on pawn loans, the 134.5% is their annualized yield on pawn loans. Their gross margin on selling pawn merchandise is 29%, so very profitable, but it's also very bad for the person who's having to get those loans or trying to pawn off those goods. So there is a level of, do I want to go for what's just a good stock, or do I want to get a stock that I'm comfortable with owning? And so that's a personal question each investor needs to ask themselves.
Yeah, it's one of those things some folks may not want to be. As much as being in the pawn business looks so glamorous when you see it on the History Channel and Pawn Stars, the truth is it may not be so glamorous, and it may, for a lot of people, make them uncomfortable. But as you pointed out, very profitable business. So let's talk about the profitability and how that's going to translate to the stock improving.
Sure, absolutely. This company just beat earnings estimates. It actually passes our Graham Enterprising Investor screen. And this screen looks for stocks that are trading with PEs within a bottom 25%. So this is a very cheaply valued stock. It's trading at a PE of 9.2. As I said, they recently beat analyst estimates by 16 cents per share, so a pretty good beat. Earnings were actually up 28% year over year. More importantly, they saw the first increase in store sales, first increase, quarterly increase in 2 years. So they're starting to see business turn around a little bit. They are international, even though the majority of their business is in the U.S. They do have storefronts in Mexico. They also provide online services in the United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, Brazil, and China. So you do get some international reach. As I said, revenues rose this last quarter, particularly in the physical retail stores, which is a big sign and possibly a sign that things are turning around. But also, if you look at their loan loss provisions, what they're setting aside to cover bad loans, that decreased, which means they're seeing less bad debt. So when you combine all this together, and by the way, they generate free cash flow per share of $17 on a $44 stock, that's pretty substantial in terms of cash flow, you have the makings of what is fundamentally a good stock. As I said, it trades at a PE of 9.2. That puts it in the bottom 12% of all companies in our Stock Investor Pro universe. So this is a very cheaply valued stock. You are buying it not only because business is turning around, but it also looks like some of the regulatory uncertainty is really starting to pass. Some of the new regulations are being set into motion. A couple things will go into motion in 2015, but it looks like a large part of the uncertainty about what's going to happen to these pawn stores. I don't keep wanting to say pawn stars, to these pawn shops. And also just the payday lender seems to be passing, and some of those rules do seem now like they're either being codified or being sent into place. So you do have that dark cloud that had been hanging over the stock that's now starting to pass away as well.
And will a pawn shop actually be in good shape in terms of business going forward if rates go up? Because you think rates go up, lender of last resort gets a little more popular, right?
Yeah, you would think that. And I'd have to think they're in a business where customers are really less interest rate sensitive. If somebody's going to one of these stores, either to do a pawn or do a payday loan, they're really not thinking about what's the cost I'm paying. They're thinking, I need cash to turn on my electricity. I need cash to prevent me from being kicked out of my house. These are really people who are generally in desperate means. So they're not going to be too concerned with interest rates as much as they're going to be concerned with getting that immediate influx of cash to take care of whatever emergency is facing them. So from a lending standpoint, it's good. From a borrowing standpoint, it's a vicious cycle that's really bad to be in. And as a consumer, you want to do everything possible not to fall into this loop, which can be very, very costly and very quickly.
Okay, so you talked about how undervalued the stock is. What's a reasonable expectation?
Well, this stock, over the last 5 years, it's traded at a P of about 10.2. Over the last 7 years, it's traded at a P of 11.2. And over the last 3 years, it's traded around an 11 PE as well. So if you assume a 15% upside, that brings the PE up to that around 11 range, around 11.2, 11.3. I would say, though, there is a possibility you could actually see further increases, being that over the past several years, there has been a lot of concern about payday lenders. There's been a lot of talk about legislation being passed. There have been some lawsuits which they have settled, particularly in Ohio. So there is a possibility that when we look historically at some of those PEs, maybe they were also dragged down by some of the regulatory uncertainty, and perhaps there is actually more upside than just that.
Well, more upside than that, just that means it's a 15% potential upside, and that's the floor, not the ceiling. That is why Cash America International, ticker symbol CSH, is the buy of the week. Again, passing the Graham Enterprising Investors screen, one of the screens they use at AAII Journal. And that's why, if you want more information, you're going to go to AAII.com. Charles Roeblatt, editor of AAII Journal, on Twitter at Charles Roeblatt, will join us again tomorrow with the sell of the week. Charles, looking forward to it.
I am as well.
Hey, we've just gotten started on the Tuesday edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the big interview with Michael Arenstein from Market Field Asset Management when Money Life continues.